Now, as we continue taking some lessons from the Gospel according to Luke, I'm going to read today some verses from chapter 15. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 15. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners, and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he find it? When he has found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. When he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? When she has found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God, over one sinner that repenteth. I'm sure the Lord will bless to us the reading of these verses. Let us bow for prayer. Blessed God, we thank Thee again, that in Thy love and in Thy mercy Thou didst send Thy well-beloved Son from the splendors of heaven down to this earth, in order to provide salvation for poor, lost sinners like us. We thank Thee, O God, that He came to seek and to save that which was lost. We've been reading Thy Word. We pray that now by Thy Holy Spirit Thou shalt cause each one to understand it, take it in. May Thy blessing be the portion of all who are listening now to this broadcast. For the Lord Jesus' sake we ask it. Amen. Those of you who were listening in yesterday will remember I did mention that in Luke's Gospel chapter 14, in connection with the parable of the Great Supper, that we were faced with earth and its hindrances. Some of the excuses that people make for not becoming Christians, that is, putting it in a modern setting. Excuses that people make for not accepting Jesus Christ as Savior, for not accepting the invitation that God has sent to them. They make excuses. That is, they are hindered from getting right with God. It's earth with its hindrances. Now, when we come to Luke's Gospel chapter 15, there is painted for us here a word picture of heaven with all its happinesses, and no one can ever count up all the happinesses that are reserved in heaven. We're living in the computer age, but no computer made by human hands will ever be able to estimate what God has prepared for them that love Him. There are, as it were, four distinct movements in this particular passage, this chapter 15 of Luke. I have read to you the first 10 verses, but now I want you to notice very carefully that in the passage I have read to you, the Lord tells the parable of the lost sheep. And then the second section has to do with a woman who lost a piece of silver. Then when you start at verse 11, it has to do with a man who was a father and had two sons. I may say this at the beginning of our study today. These are simply parts of one complete parable. The parable starts at verse 4 and goes right on to the end of the chapter. Here is the reason I suggest that. Verse 3 says, and he spake this parable unto them. It doesn't say he spake these parables unto them. It says he spake this parable. It's one continuous parable. There are a few lessons to be learned from it, but there are lessons perhaps, or an important lesson, that can be learned from each section of it. But now, it's always good when we look at the parables in the Word of God to ask, first of all, to whom was the parable spoken? And then, what was the lesson the Lord was teaching? Now, to whom was this parable spoken? At the beginning of the chapter, we learn this. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners to hear him. Notice, two groups of people here who come along willingly to listen to the teaching of the Lord Jesus. The publicans are mentioned first. And someone may ask, now, who were they? And then sinners. Then in verse 2 it says, and the Pharisees and the scribes murmured. So you've two groups of people mentioned in verse 1, and you've got two groups of people mentioned in verse 2. Now remember, the Lord Jesus Christ came down to seek and to save that which was lost. Now these publicans were people who more or less had sided in with the enemy, take government jobs under the power of Rome, even if it meant falling out with their own countrymen. These publicans were tax gatherers in their day, and they were willing to serve the foreign power, the power that was oppressing their nation, willing to serve that foreign power in order to achieve their own end. These were the publicans. These publicans were hated by the Pharisees and the scribes, who were the religious leaders and the intelligent people in the nation. And then also the sinners came. These sinners were the poor, downtrodden, those who had gone down into the gutter of sin. But the Lord Jesus Christ seemed to have a message for them, and they were willing to gather round and listen to his teaching. The Pharisees and the scribes also gathered round, but for another purpose. The Pharisees and the scribes came there to criticize. They came there to condemn. And they were saying, who does this man think that he is? Look at him. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. In plain words, they're pointing over to the other side and they're saying, look at these publicans. Look at these sinners. That's the kind of people that come and listen to this man's preaching. But we are the Pharisees. We are the religious people. We are the scribes. We can read the law and we can interpret the law. But this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. They were condemning the Lord Jesus Christ because he had a message for the outcasts of society. He had a message for those who were sinners. But remember this, the Pharisees and the scribes did not consider themselves to be sinners. Now then, some people can be lost and know it. Others are lost and they don't know it. In a certain large city, a little girl walked out of her house, wandered down the street without her mother knowing it. The little toddling just kept wandering on and wandering on from street to street, got down into the main city centre, and had walked a few miles from her own home. At last, her mother missed the little one whom she thought was playing just at the door. When she couldn't find her, she reported it to the police. She gave a description of the little girl. That description was soon flashed around the city. A policeman who was on duty saw the little girl on the main street of the city. He went forward to the little girl. He said, "Excuse me, my dear, is your name such and such?" She said, "Yes, that's my name." He says, "Do you know that you're lost?" "No," she said, "I'm not lost. I just came out walking. I know where I live." He said, "Do you think you'll be able to get back to your house?" She says, "No, I don't know the way back." "Well," he said, "you're lost." "No," she says, "I'm not lost." But she was. A little girl. Lost but didn't know it. And it was the policeman's duty to see that she was taken back home. Do you know, but there's a lot of people like that little girl. They're lost and they don't know it. Now the Lord Jesus Christ began to tell a parable. And he was going to prove to these people that they were all lost. The publicans were lost. The sinners were lost. The Pharisees were lost. And the scribes were lost. And you know, the Lord Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that was lost. Oh, they were all lost. And he came to seek them and to save them. Now, he started off by telling part of the parable which dealt with something that was lost and didn't know it. There was a kind of irresponsibility here. Here's a man who has 100 sheep. But at night time he takes his sheep in, as they're going into the fold, he begins to count them. And he discovers there's only 99 and he ought to have 100. And so therefore he puts the 99 there in the fold in the wilderness, and he goes away out into the hills, going after that which is lost. And he searched until he found it. And of course, when he found that sheep, he laid it on his shoulders. And he brought it home, rejoicing. And when he came home, he called his friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost." Oh, it reminds us of the words of the poet, "None of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, or how dark was the night that the Lord passed through, ere he found the sheep that was lost." You see, this sheep was lost. It didn't know it until night time came, and it found itself away from the others. But it had no power to get home. It didn't know the way back to the shepherd. But the shepherd loved the sheep. The shepherd placed a value on his sheep. And he went after the sheep that was lost. And now notice what he did when he found the lost sheep. He laid it on his shoulders. You know, a lot of people, when they're faced with the responsibility of trusting Christ, becoming Christians, they say, I would like fine to be a Christian, you know, but I wouldn't be able to keep it. What do you mean, my friend, you wouldn't be able to keep it? Keep what? Don't you see it's the Lord that does the keeping? The shepherd put the sheep on his shoulders. He didn't ask it to walk home. He put the sheep on his shoulders and he brought it home. And when he came home, he rejoiced. Now I want you to notice this. I said, the whole parable of Luke 15 sets forth heaven with its happinesses. And so he brought it home and he said, "Rejoice with me, I found my sheep that was lost." Now watch this carefully, verse 7. "I say unto you that likewise, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. See, these Pharisees and these scribes, oh, they thought that they were the righteous people. They thought they were just. They didn't need to repent. Oh, it was only the publicans and the sinners that needed to repent, not them. Said the Lord, I tell you this, there's going to be joy in heaven, great joy in heaven, over one sinner that repenteth. But there's no joy over the 99 that need no repentance. If you don't repent, there'll be no joy in heaven over you. But if that poor sinner, who's been an outcast, if he repents, if he trusts the Savior, and he's brought home, you can rest assured there's going to be great joy in heaven, in the presence of God. But now, having shown that a sheep could wander away and be lost, there was the publican and the sinner. They've wandered away like sheep. They've taken to their own way. They've gone into the paths of sin. But what about these other people? He tells the second part of his parable, but he says, here's a woman. This woman has 10 pieces of silver. But in the house, she lost one piece. She looked at her 10 pieces one day, or at least the string on which the 10 pieces should have been, and she discovered there was only 9. One of the 10 pieces was lost. But she had never been outside the house with it. It was in the house, all right, but it was lost. And what did she do? She got a candle. She lit the candle because it must have been dark in the house. And she began to sweep the house. Here was a piece of silver. It was lost in the darkness, lost in the dirt. But the woman valued it so much, she sought diligently till she found it. Now, when she found a little piece of silver, she called her friends and her neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost." Now, if I was to bring that into a modern setting, I'd have to suggest to you something like this. Here is a woman who has her wedding band, and she has her diamond ring, but one day she lost her ring. She didn't know where it was, but she valued that ring to such an extent that she wouldn't dare go outside without it. And so she began to look in the house, and she swept and looked and searched until she found it. Then when she found it, she called her neighbors, says, "Come on, let's rejoice together. Let's have a little meal together. I want you to rejoice with me. I found the ring which I had lost." The Lord says, "Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." Now look, my friend. The sheep was lost, away out in the mountains cold, far from the shepherd and far from the fold. The sheep was away out in the bleakness of the mountains. The shepherd had to go after that sheep and bring it back. But the piece of silver was lost, and yet it was never out of the house. It hadn't wandered away. But the piece of silver wouldn't know that it was lost. See, when night time came on, that little sheep would realize it wasn't in its right place. There would be the bleating of the sheep, for it wasn't in the company of the other sheep, and there was no shepherd there to care for it. And that sheep would become conscious of the fact that it was in the wrong place. But the silver wouldn't know that. The silver was lost, all right, but the silver wouldn't be conscious of these things. You see, my friend, it's like this. There are some people who are lost and they know it. Some people have gone so far down into sin, they know the very sins that have trapped them. But there are other people who are just as much lost and they don't know it, like the piece of silver. Oh, they're like the Pharisees and they're like the scribes. Why, they've been religious all their days. They've been good people. There's never been any charges brought against them. They always pay 100 cents to the dollar. They wouldn't rob their neighbor. And over and above that, they're never behind with their payments. No one can raise the finger at them or charge them in any way. They've been morally upright all their days. So therefore, while they think it's all right to have the rescue missions in order to reach the poor down and outs, that message is not for them. They're like the Pharisees, they're like the scribes. They feel they've never been lost. Ah, my friend, here's what the Lord says. There was a woman lost a piece of silver in the house, and that piece of silver didn't know it was lost, but the woman knew it was lost, and she went after it, and she lit her candle, and she swept the house, and she sought diligently until she found it. And when she found it, she put it back where it ought to be, and therefore she rejoiced with her friends. My friend, listen. There's an awful lot of down-and-out sinners today who are lost. They need to be saved. But there's an awful lot of self-righteous people who are lost and that don't know it. And it may be you're listening to me today, my friend, and it may be like the Pharisees or the scribes, you may be angry. And you're saying, well, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them, but we're not like them. My friend, you need to be saved too. You're not in your correct relationship. Just as the sheep was not in its correct relationship with the shepherd or with the other sheep until the shepherd brought it back, and just as the piece of silver was not in its true relationship, it had gone out of circulation, if you like. It was not in its true relationship to the other pieces of silver. It was not in its true relationship to the woman who owned it. And you, my friend, if you've never been saved, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are not in a true relationship with your God. And you're not in a true relationship with your fellow man. You're a sinner. And you're lost. And you need to be saved. You see, the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Therefore, when he was here on earth, you find that the people who surrounded him were all of different classes, if you like, of different social groups. These publicans that were despised by everybody. These sinners that were looked down on, everybody knew what they were and the sins they committed. Over and above that, there were the self-righteous Pharisees who robed themselves with their costly robes and showed to the general public how rich they were, and how they stood at the street corners and recited their prayers, and how they gave their money, as it were, to the poor beggars on the street. They did all these things to be seen of men, and the scribes were the people who understood the law and could make it known. All different social groups. They had different things, of course. There were differences amongst them, but they had this thing in common, according to the teaching of the Lord. They were all lost. They all required to be reconciled to God. My friends, that is the main lesson of this passage. There's rejoicing in heaven when a sinner is brought back to God. He says, "There's likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." Can you think of the angels rejoicing? And the angels having a praise session because another sinner has come home. What about you, my friend? Where you are right now, are you willing to trust the Savior? Are you willing to come back to God? Will you?